Some school administrators call Amendment 66 Robin Hood legislation. If voters approve it in November, it would benefit schools in poor areas more than wealthy communities like Aspen. The measure asks voters to increase the personal income tax rate on two tiers, so people making under $75,000 would be subject to a 5% tax, and those earning more than $75,000 would see the tax rate rise to 5.9%. Backers say the average Colorado household would pay $133 per year. The tax increase would raise $950 million for schools across the state to pay for things like at-risk preschool and all-day kindergarten, as well as English language learning programs and programs for poor children. Representative Millie Hamner says the measure replaces an outdated school funding formula.
The original School Finance Act was designed to so that about 80% of school funding would come from local sources and about 20% would come from state resources. Over the last couple decades, that funding percentage has actually flipped, so that most of the burden to fund public schools is now at the state level.
Hamner, a Democrat, represents part of the Roaring Fork Valley and helped get Amendment 66 on the ballot. Right now, schools receive state funding based on size, the number of at-risk students, and cost of living wages for staff, among other things. This funding formula means the amount schools get varies widely. Hamner says another reason some districts' coffers are full relative to their neighbors is because of successful local tax measures in their communities.
Those kinds of factors have contributed to great disparities between how much districts have across the state per pupil to fund public education.
She thinks Amendment 66 will even things out. Not everyone agrees.
It's almost $1 billion. It's $950 million projected for next year alone.
That's Bonnie Peterson, the executive director of Club 20, an influential Western Slope civic group. Last month, the group's board voted to oppose Amendment 66.
Our members wanted to know and asked the question of the proponents of the bill, help us understand why it takes $1 billion to implement Senate Bill 213. And they were not satisfied that there were really good answers that indicated why it would take so much for education.
Besides concerns over the cost, Club 20 also disapproves of the measure's two-tiered tax design. They're concerned it will hit small businesses hard because some business owners pay their taxes on individual returns, so the education tax would apply to those business earnings. In the education community, feelings are mixed. The initiative would, in essence, take money away from wealthier districts like Aspen because it would eliminate cost of living allocations. As a result, the Aspen School District would likely ask voters in the future to make up for the loss. Still, the local school board is staying neutral on the issue. John Malloy is the superintendent.
We believe, on the one hand, increasing taxes and improving schools and attracting outside investments and trying to restore funding to public education across the state of Colorado is important. And on the other hand, we also know that the long-term impact on our own community is going to be somewhat significant. It's going to require our local taxpayers to pay more.
Under Amendment 66, he says local taxpayers will end up paying about $15 million to the state. In return, the Aspen District will only get between $250,000 and $400,000. The winners would be schools in Basalt, Carbondale, and Glenwood Springs. They stand to gain a lot more. Superintendent Diana Serco says the district would receive an extra $4 million for things like helping at-risk and second language students.
And so what it does is allow us to begin to, you know, make some inroads on the dollars that districts have lost in the last 4 years with the inflation and, you know, kind of make some inroads on the equity issues across the state.
It is kind of a watershed proposal for Colorado.
That's Todd Engdahl, an editor for Education News Colorado. He says he's not surprised many groups are speaking up for and against the measure. He says most school districts are backing it.
In the education community, even in districts that would not gain quite as much, there is a general feeling, sentiment of support, because many people feel it's their best shot for recovering the school funding that was lost during the recession.
He says the conservative-leaning Douglas County School Board on the Front Range is the only board that has opposed Amendment 66, but several groups in the business community have come out against it. A poll out late last month by a Republican-leaning pollster shows most voters are still uninformed about the amendment, but would likely vote no if the election was held today. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.